We've been doing the Sefer Masiyot, and we were up to the story about the famous Kimchit, who had seven sons who were Kohanim Gdolim. They were high priests. And the rabbis asked her, "What's your secret? How come you have such tremendous children?" And Kimchit said to them that in all her life, the walls of her house never saw her hair. She kept her hair covered not only when she went outside, but also all the time she was inside, she was exceptionally modest in her house as well. We're not yet in that book. We're first doing this book. The rabbi said to her, "Your name is Kimchit." The word kemach means flour. Ordinarily, when people grind wheat, they get flour, but all of yours came out perfectly refined, fine flour. Now, our sages tell us, look at how this woman merited because she was exceptionally pious. There's also a story about Rav Huna. You guys remember Rav Huna? Rav Huna was very, very poor in the beginning of his life. His Rebbe once saw him wearing a rope as a belt. He asked him, "Why'd you do that?" He said, "I didn't have money for wine for Shabbos. I sold my belt. I have to use a rope." And then he blessed him. He should be covered with silk. And then later on in his life, he was a short man. Rav Huna was married off a child, and all his daughters-in-law went into a room where he was resting. And they all threw off their silk. They were all wearing silk. They were wearing silk scarves. And he woke up, found himself covered with silk. Rav Huna was so careful about the community that when there'd be a storm brewing, he'd go around in his chariot to check the buildings and the walls to make sure no one should be harmed. So Rav Huna started off his life very poor. Later on, he became wealthy. And the Talmud tells us that there was a fire in Rav Huna's neighborhood. And all the houses got burnt, including all the contents, except for Rav Huna's house and one woman's house. And Rav Huna was sure that the woman's house was saved because of his own merits. Look, only his house was spared in the fire and this woman. And then he had a dream, and this is where we'll pick up next time, Bezat Shem.